Blog Talk Radio.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, that's where I'll always be.
Welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Hope everybody's all okay, and thank you for joining us. Obviously, we're going to have a bit of a fun night tonight, and let me just say, I think I may have to put a government health warning on this show due to the fact it's children. So everybody, please sign into Blog Talk Radio so that we can get you in on the chat. Come and have a word. Let us know your thoughts, your stories at the moment, anything, any updates you've got about any of the dogs. And thank you very much for listening. Now, obviously, as most of you are aware, my children, Jamie and Emma, have both been starting up their own groups. It really started with Jamie, who literally just said, Mum, I've started up a group on Facebook. And I literally sat there and thought, oh, no, how is this one going to end? And I was thinking it was going to be something, you know, about games for the PlayStation or something like that. So it was a bit of a surprise to hear that it's called God Help John the Dog. And just such a natural thing. He just is a caring lad who had seen the pictures and obviously had upset him in a way that he wanted to do something himself. So to say that I was very proud was an understatement, and I'm absolutely chuffed a bit to have him on the show tonight. So we've got Jamie and we've got Emma. Emma has started up her own group too, and that is obviously called I Love All My Animals, and she's done absolutely fantastic. That is literally just to share your pictures, any awareness that you want to show. And obviously, we know what it's like. I have to get slated of some way. And I just want to say to people, anybody that says to me, oh, we shouldn't have children as admin, we shouldn't be doing this, that, and the other, children are our future. If we do not educate our children of how they should respect our animals, our dogs, cats, whatever they may be, where are we going to be in years to come? The pictures that we're seeing at the moment on Facebook is more than enough for any child to think, but why should they not see it? It's for real. It's for what's going on in the world. And we have to make a difference at the end of the day. And we're not going to make that difference if we don't show our children what is out there and literally on Facebook. Both of their groups are literally have got admin on there, and we have usually got somebody on, and anybody that is going to do any slanderous or anything to abuse the group will just have an automatic ban. There'll be no given chances or anything else. These are my children. They've done it for the heart for the actual group. So at the end of the day, that's what we're there for. We've got to protect the kids. And at the end of the day, people who've got a thought that the children shouldn't be running the groups and everything, trust me, everything is being watched. And anybody that does anything wrong on there will be deleted straight away. I need to do a few thank yous. Firstly, to Debs and to Howard and everybody and Bill and everybody that's helping the kids with the groups, because, you know, we've got to keep this admin going. We have to keep checking it all the time. And people are sharing the links as well onto their group to let them know about the pictures. So, first of all, I think we will have Jamie, who's going to read his little story that he's put together to tell people how he came about doing the group. And then we'll have Emma as well to actually tell you about how they've started their group as well. So before I do that, I just need to say, if anybody hasn't signed into Blog Talk Radio, please do so, because then you can join into the chat. Again, thank you very much to everybody for listening. Please share the show everywhere, wherever you are in the world. You know, let us know. You can also email if you've got an idea for a show as well. You can email asksueshow@gmail.com. That's asksueshow@gmail.com. So everybody can, by all means, join in. So I'm going to pass the phone to Jamie, who hopefully has got his bottom into gear. Get your paper. Just believe me that... Just sit there, Jamie. So to let you know that he has got the L plates on, bless him. So I'm going to wish him good luck, and let's hope he can read his own writing. So here you go. This is Jamie, my lovely son.
Hello. Hi, I'm Jamie, admin of the Facebook group God Help John the Dog and full-time son of Ash Sue. I may be 13, but my heart is as powerful than an adult's. No offence. When I begun helping animals, I don't give up until they're good and healthy. I would never hurt an animal. I have 2 labs and Rottie, and have 8 cats. I would never give them away. My mum, Ash Sue, has helped many animals, from dogs to crows. John has opened my heart to animal saving. He was all alone, and I thought if I was alone, I would like some support. It is a miracle that a dog that has been through loads has now begun standing after a day or so and eating now. It's amazing. He was 18 pounds, and now he's almost 25 pounds. It's quite an achievement. He has managed to have a bath, eat, and walk. Another miracle. John is not the only suffering dog. He and others, like Patrick and Highland, have been treated like dirt. I'm sure that he's going to be another Patrick, the miracle. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. To be fair, I had a quick glance of that over it just before the show, and I've got to say, very well done, Jamie. Absolutely fantastic. Bless him. I think he was expecting you guys to cheer then as he came on, because he said hello as if he was expecting a conversation at the end of the phone. So very well done, Jamie. I just want to say, Jamie, that Kayla is saying great job. Jan is saying, well done, sweetie. Lorna, well done. Hazel, yeah, yeah, all. So thank you very much, Jamie. He's just bowing in the living room at the moment. So thank you very much, guys, for the messages. So obviously, just to say, if anybody hasn't yet joined the group, God help John the dog. Please, we have got just over, how many members was it, Jamie? 1,158. So come on, we need to get this up to 2,000. So please, share his group everywhere. And well done, Jamie, for that absolute excellent speech. I tell you what, Lorna, you've got no chance. Lorna, just but we need a webcam in Sue's room. I do not think so, love. You've got not a chance. Photos on Facebook is more than enough. By all means, take a look. And there is actually a video on Facebook somewhere of me dancing in nightclubs. So I'm not being funny. If that's not embarrassing enough, tough. So thank you very much, guys, for your messages for that. Please go and join up Jamie's group. And that is...
God help John the dog.
He didn't say it loud enough. He said, God help John the dog. So thank you very much, Jamie, again for that. That was absolutely fantastic. Thank you, darling. So, right. And now we go to my other little rugrat, who MZ is literally animal mad. This is the one that I told you. At the moment, she's getting very excited by me. She's rubbing her hands and having a fit. She's literally the one that we found... We literally found a lurcher the other day, and she's screaming at me, Mum, stop the car. What if it gets run over? Quick, Mum, turn round. She's screaming at me. And luckily, the story is that we picked the dog up. We had it in the car. We went to take it out of the car. And luckily, she said, Mum, I'll get it out. And I said, no, I'll get it out, Emma. Let me get him out. So I got her out. I went to get the lead, and she bit my fingers. To be fair to the dog, she was scared. She didn't know where she was and everything else. And obviously it was a bit of a crunch to the old fingers. And yes, they're still feeling a bit sore. At least it wasn't Emma, so that was good. But Emma, at the end of the day, anything that needs saving, Emma is just like me. And if we can save it, then we will, won't we, Anne? So Emma's got a little bit of a speech to put together, just to tell you about her group, which is called I Love All My Animals. So I'll put links in a minute while Emma's talking onto the chat, so you can all join up if you haven't already. So I'm going to pass you over to Emma, who's then going to give you a little natter on there, and she will tell you all about her group and what she's all about. So, good luck, everybody. Good luck, Em. Here you go.
Hello, everyone. My name is MZ. I am Asu's daughter, and I am excited but nervous to be on here. I have started my own group on Facebook, as I love all my animals, and that's the name of my group. Here's somewhere where you can share pictures of our pets and share cruelty cases too. I'm proud of my brother Jamie for his group too. There are some beautiful pictures and I want the cruelty to end. We even as children have to try and stop all of this. Some of the pictures made me want to cry. I wanted to say a big thank you to Howard Eichstein, Debs, Bill, my brother Jamie, and of course my mum Sue, for sharing my group and showing people in the world what is happening to these poor animals. Please share dogs you've rescued or fun pics with animals. Always welcome. Thank you.
Oh, bless her. Didn't she do well? All I can say is mother, son and daughter. Look out. Here comes the Asu shows will be taken over by children shortly. I've just got to say, I am so, so proud of these two. They have done so well, and all of this they have done off their own bat. So well done, both of you. You've done absolutely fantastic. And I know Bill is also on the chat, and I'm sure he'll be very proud as well, too. So well done to both of you. You've done absolutely fantastic. So a big yay for them. So please share their groups. Let's get more members on them, because let's face it, there isn't loads of children like them on Facebook. But I just want to say that we actually have been speaking to another young girl who's called Sophie, and she is called Sophie Potter Cat. She's from Brooklyn in New York, and oh, what an absolutely fantastic young girl as well. Just like Jamie and Emma, has got exactly the same heart. A very proud mum called Christine. And Sophie actually goes to I'm just trying to get my brain into gear, so hold on a minute. She goes to where John is, and that's at Sean Casey Rescue's place. And it's absolutely fantastic what she does. And she was telling us all about these different things that she does, and she hopefully will be calling into the show soon. But it's literally, she's gone to feed him and look after him and everything. And do you know what? She's absolutely fantastic. Only 13, and it just goes to show that it does make a difference. We've got to start teaching these children that this is the way, you know, and it's the wrong way to hurt them. You know, I heard the other day an 8-year-old had put a cat in a microwave. What the hell is going on for that sort of rubbish to go on? Absolutely ridiculous and should never, ever be happening. Do you know what I mean? It's crazy to say the least. So, you know, I need everybody to please just go. I will share Sophie's link shortly. I've lost the link somewhere. But I just want to say I am absolutely thrilled to bits with the amazing reaction we've had to all of this. So thank you very much to everybody that's joined, and hope you've all enjoyed that. I'm very quickly going to read some of the messages out for the kids, because they have done absolutely fantastic. Let me just go back up. The trouble is it'll get moved. Well done, Emma, by Bill. Lorna's put, hi, Emma. Good luck. Debs, go Ems. Hazel's put, hold a minute, you're typing so fast, you lot, that I can't keep up. Hazel, you've done great, MZ. Kayla, great job, Emma. Debs, bless her. Bill, very, very proud indeed. Kayla's put that, they said, Johnny's doing great and getting stronger by the day. I think he, oh, yes, we're hoping that too. We're hoping that Howard will be calling in shortly. Hazel, I love the fact that the youngsters love and appreciate animals. Great work. Lorna, I think it's great to see the children doing their bit for animals. Kayla, it is wonderful to see the kids taking part for the animals. My daughter does the same thing. She's only 8, though. Do you know what, Kayla? It doesn't matter how old they are, does it? At the end of the day, they're all making a difference, and this is what we need. So, you know, I know that Sophie's already set up a group, and that's, I think that's something teens. I'll find the link during a song shortly. And it's been absolutely fantastic. She's done so much. She's even been on and got a video on one of, she was on TV, Sophie was, and it was where she'd actually raised money to get a, like a wheelchair for a dog. And the video is actually on one of the things. So I'll find the link and then I'll let you know. Debs has just said credit to you, Sue. Thank you, Debs. That's great. Thank you. Hazel, Kayla, great job. Start them young to appreciate animals. Absolutely right. Guest 1551, please can you sign into Blog Talk Radio so we can please protect the chat room. Obviously, I need to protect everybody that's in the chat room tonight. It just takes a minute. Simply sign in, and then you'll be on there for every single time we do a show. Right, so have you got any thoughts on John, on any of the groups that we've done? Is there any groups that you want to say that you've looked at, like Emma's? What did you think? What did you think of Jamie's? You know, give us some feedback. Let us know. You can call in also on 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694. Or if you're calling in from the UK, it's 001-347-327-9694. So thank you very much for all of that. Now, I'm going to try and find... I just cannot, at this moment in time, find the group that I'm looking for. Of Sophie's, because it was absolutely fantastic. She's got, oh, I found it, here we go. It's called NYC Teens for Animals. And this is literally a young girl who's 13 who started this. And I will very quickly read what it says. Let me just share the link to you first, then you can go and join while I'm reading about it. Hold a minute. There we go. There's the link. Go and have a look. And it says, okay, let me just sort that out. Raising awareness about animal users and showing that kids in New York care. The endless cycle of cruelty must be stopped. We are the next generation and we can make it happen. We want to promote adoptions and give positive tips on how kids can make a difference. Although this page is focused on NYC, we encourage people to join from all over the world. And absolutely fantastic. And that's obviously the page owners are Sophie Pottercat and Christine Steffen. So well done to both of you. Absolutely fantastic. Just got to say to Emma and Jamie that Ian Mottram, who obviously lives in Ellesmere, has just said, Sue, big well done to Jamie and Emma. You must be dead proud, and I absolutely am. So thanks for that, Ian, for that message. Right, let me just go to here, because I've got a funny feeling we've got somebody special on the line who might want to talk to Emma. So, Emma, can you come here a minute? I'll just bring Emma to the phone for our special guest that's just on the line holding. Hold on one moment. Here you go.
Hello?
Hello, Emma. It's Howard. How are you? Surprise.
All right.
I just want to tell you how. I just wanted to tell you how proud I am of you. You should be so proud of yourself.
Thank you.
You're making a big difference in the world, and I'm going to tell you something from my heart. A lot of people at your age don't do what you're doing. So I know your mom is very proud of you, and I'm so proud of you. I've told all my friends, and you're going to be the future advocates of the world. And we all appreciate what you're doing, young lady. Okay? So keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the help.
Okay. Lord. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
She's just adorable, too.
I tell you what, Howard, can I just say, you are so naughty, you've just got Emma in tears.
Oh, my God. I do have a quick update about John. I did speak to the place where he is today, and he is standing up, and
yep.
He's gaining weight, and he is making progress, and hopefully we'll have an update on Memphis tomorrow. But I just wanted to say hello to my dear friend there, Emma, and just tell her how proud, and Sue, you should be so proud of her also. You've done a heck of a job with her.
Oh, I tell you what, the pair of them, I showed them tonight. I must very quickly say, Howard, because I know you haven't got long, but I've just got to say that tonight I showed Jamie and Emma the picture of Patrick, what he was like and what he's like now. And Jamie's
mm-hmm.
words were, even though he shouldn't say it, "Oh, my God, Mum."
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
made him realize that where we've got John at now, that's exactly where he will be soon, as the same as Patrick.
You
so,
got it, Em. Yeah. And once again, John, you know, once again, John, Memphis, now they're uniting new people. So as I said, you know,
exactly.
Patrick was the first starving dog that united people. But I got to cut out. We look forward to our big show tomorrow. And to all the people listening.
Oh, I cannot wait.
And to all the people listening, I want to say once again how amazing Sue is. And we all love her to death. And just keep joining our show and keep spreading the word, because it's the freaking best show in town. So I'm going to let you guys go. And Miss Emma, I love you to death. And I'll PM you after the show.
Oh, bless you. Howard, thank you ever so much for all your hard
okay.
work as well. Thank you ever
Same
so much
yes,
for coming too. On the show, darling.
Okay, we'll be back tomorrow.
Catch up with you tomorrow. Cheers, love.
Okay, bye-bye. Cheers.
Bye. Do you know what? That is one of our Facebook angels, if ever I've known one. What an absolute star that guy is. I love him to bits, and I know Emma thinks the world of him as well. He is such a fantastic guy. And he's amazing. You know, every day he just sends a message, well, to all of us, just saying, are you okay and everything. And Emma just absolutely idolizes Howard to death. She thinks he's brilliant. So, unfortunately, Emma is in tears, but I think I didn't hear actually what Howard said, but obviously it did make a difference to Emma from Howard. So, thank you very much, Howard, for that, and a big kiss for Emma, who I can see the other side of the room, being very emotional for all that, bless her. The two guests that are in the chat room, I'll give you a minute just to sign in to Blog Talk Radio, but please, please, if you don't sign in, I will have to delete you, because I do have to look after the people in the chat room. So please sign in as soon as you can. I'll give you just a minute to do that. Right, I've just got to say, Rhiannon's put, bless you, MZ. Lorna has put, great news on John. He should make some family complete. I tell you what, if I was in New York, he would be coming to our house, I'm sure, because I wouldn't have a choice with Jamie. Deb's has put, Howard, you meanie, obviously in a good way. Hazel, OMZ, you are great. Do you know what, Debs? Debs has just put, it's hard to believe John's a pity. I tell you what, it's hard to tell what he is, to be honest, because he's so thin, bless him. But just to see him standing, and when Jamie, I went outside because I'd looked on the mobile at the picture, and I said, Jamie, look, and he went, oh no, oh my goodness, he's standing, and it was just absolutely brilliant. So well done to John, obviously massive healing. And let's just remember, we've got to remember that all of those great, fantastic people at Sean Casey's Rescue, I tell you what, them lot deserve a medal. That's what is actually making such a difference to poor John, who's doing absolutely fantastic. and Jim, I can't find his the rescue place at the minute, so I'm trying to find the link. So if anybody's got, oh, I found it. Here we go. An absolutely fantastic guy who, and I've watched the videos of him telling us about John and everything else. He's just absolutely fantastic. So well done to Sean Casey. And I must just say, by the sounds of it, I don't want to guarantee this because obviously Sean is very, very busy. But hopefully, fingers crossed, we've got quite a few people coming in on the show tomorrow night. It's going to be a very, very busy show. We have got, obviously, the wonderful Howard. We have got moi, myself. We have got Sean. We have got the doctor that's looking after John as well. We hopefully will be having Jeff coming on to give us an update about Memphis. So what we're doing is we're having the first part of the show, I think, for Memphis, and the second part of the show about John. And I'm sure we'll probably have Jamie and Emma pop on for a little message during the show. So I want everybody, please, to join up to, obviously, Jamie and Emma's group as well, but also to Sean Casey Animal Rescue, and that's on Facebook. I also want everybody to join up to Ready for Tomorrow, if you haven't already joined up, and that is obviously for Save Memphis. The story with Save Memphis is absolutely phenomenal, and I want everybody to join. There's 5,268 today, and 5,259 are talking about it. Jim, it's still not enough. I want everybody to go and share the groups and share the show and everything. We have got an absolutely fantastic show tomorrow night, and I really do need your help to get this show out. It needs to be everywhere. If we don't get the show out everywhere, then we're not doing the job here. We need to get this show out. I need your help for this, because this is where the worldwide gets a voice of its own. And without you guys sharing it, it isn't going to be worldwide. So if you've got friends, wherever you may send it, please, please, just send it everywhere. I'm pasting, hold on a minute, copy and pasting it, the links onto there now. And it's your job tomorrow, please, just to share the events there. You know, ask your friends to join, wherever they may be. You know, just share it onto your statuses. Obviously, we need to get it shared everywhere. So, literally should be a brilliant show tomorrow night as well. Now, we obviously, hold a minute, we think we might have a problem with the sound. So if everybody wants to press F5 now and again before they lose the sound, it's just so it refreshes the page and it should be okay again. I want to thank everybody that's been helping us with this, because it is getting known. We are getting out there and we are making a difference. There's loads of different dogs that have been rescued that we've actually been able to rehome and everything else. You know, it's making a difference. So the Our Sue Show, with your help, is getting out there and it's giving the world a voice. Guest 1551 and 1574, I'll give you 1 minute to join into the show. Otherwise, I will have to delete you out of the chat room, because I do have to protect the people in the chat room. So thank you very much for that. Guest 1551, I think you've been given enough chances so far. Right then, anybody got any updates? Anybody want to give us any comments about either the God Help John the Dog or I Love All My Animals group? Please, please share the groups, but let us know what you think. Anything you'd like to suggest to Emma or Jamie of what they could do to make it even bigger? Or maybe you've got a group of your own that you can share their group to, and vice versa, we can share your group. By all means, you can call in to the show if you want to have a natter with us. Let us know what you think of the show or the groups or anything, any stories you want to update us on. Please give us a call in, 347-327-9694. Or you can call in from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. So I want to thank everybody who is listening, and please join and share. I Love All My Animals and God Save John the Dog. I have put the links up, but I'll put them up again shortly. So thank you very much to everybody for that. I've just enjoyed every single show that we've done, and I just need you to keep sharing the show. This is what's making the difference. So So I'm now going to put on a small song for Emma and Jamie, because at the end of the day, they are the ones that are doing the shouting about this at the moment and literally making a difference. I did read one person had said that adults can't make a bigger difference than what the kids have. We need to all, as adults, join the groups and share them for the kids, if nothing else. So please put your hands together for Jamie and Emma for Shout.
Shout, shout,
Hi, and welcome back to the Ask Sue Show, where obviously it is all happening. So I hope everybody's all okay. Kayla, if you're having trouble, when you go to paste it into the box, if you press the control, which is on the bottom left-hand side of your keyboard, and then press the V at the same time, it'll actually let you post. It won't let you just do the copy and paste in. Control and V, and it'll paste it into the box, love. Thanks, Kayla, for sharing those links for us. That's brilliant. Right, I'm going to very quickly go on to Sean Casey Animal Rescue. I just wanted to say, obviously, a few words for this. They have had 14,503 likes. I tell you what, some of the pictures on there at the minute. There is one 35 minutes ago. Here is our sweet John this morning. John says, thank you for all your love and support. I want to remind you that there are so many of his bundle of his buddies in shelters waiting to be adopted. Save a life, adopt a shelter pet? What on earth? Da, 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 da. Adopt a shelter pet. Love and kisses from John. Let me have a look. And, you know, the different 209 comments onto that. Fantastic. 19 hours ago, John enjoys dinner tonight. And there he is eating. 660 comments. Over 4,000 likes. You know, there's so many. I mean, they're showing other dogs and we're looking at John, but what amazing. Yesterday, John standing this morning with a little help. We love you, John. We love our awesome vets and staff who are giving John such amazing, loving care. I have seen some of the videos that he's done, and they're absolutely fantastic. There is one where he talks about Sean is actually visits John at the hospital and talks about how he's doing and why they had to give him the chance. And they're saying special thanks to Charlie Spickler for making the video for them as well. Absolutely fantastic. 370 comments. Do you know what I mean? 1,427 likes. Saturday, here is John having a bath today with TLC from the wonderful caring staff at our vets. Absolutely amazing. Please, everybody go and join there. You know, let's make the difference. I look at them pictures, and I've said this before, and I will say this again. We have only got to share the pictures. We've only got to share the groups to make the awareness. At least we do not have to share the pain. At least, you know, look at the work that them vets and everybody is putting into that. It's absolutely fantastic. So my respect goes to Sean Casey and all of his members there, all of the poor dogs that are waiting. You know, by all means, please share everything everywhere. You know, we need to be making a difference. You know, just sharing links is nothing, is it? Let's make the difference. And let's, you know, let them know you heard it on the Ask Sue Show. Then more people will come to the Ask Sue Show and we can get this voice even louder. If children of 11 and 13 can make the difference, then why can't we? Jamie has done a group and within 24 hours had over 1,000 members. Why can't we add all of our... How many friends have you got on your Facebook right now? 100, 200, 500, 1,000? Add all of your friends to Jamie's group, to Emma's group, to the Ask Sue Show. Make a difference. This is where we're actually giving you the chance to have a bigger voice. Do you know what I mean? I've just got to say that Deb's has just put, I want John, in brackets, moving to the States. Oh, my goodness. I think there could be a bus full of us going at this rate, to say the least. You know, it's just absolutely fantastic. The support and everything to that beautiful dog has been absolutely fantastic. Somebody's decided to ring me while I'm doing the show, so let me just shut that off, sorry. That's just typical and sod's law, isn't it, to say the least. So whoever just rung me, you're in big trouble after the show, okay? Thanks very much for that. If it was in the church, if I was in the spiritualist church, I'd usually say, oh, that's one of them sending me a message. But obviously, I can't get away with that tonight. So please, let's get these numbers for Sean Casey Animal Rescue up. At the moment, it's at 14,503. All you've got to do is like the page and share it. 38,000 people are talking about it. Do you know what? That math never, ever quite gets right, does it? 38,285 people are talking about it, but there's only 14,000 likes. So if we all added our friends, how many would that be? Let's just do a quick calculation, okay? Everybody, have a look how many friends you've got on your Facebook at the moment and put them on the chat. Tell me how many friends you've got on Facebook at the moment. And type it onto the chat. And then I will have a rough estimate, no good at math, so don't even go there, but we'll have a quick top-up of how many, so we can see how many we could actually get joined up. So 246. Who's got, anybody got a calculator, wants to do a quick add-up? That would be brilliant. 246. 467. You always get one sarcastic sod, don't you? I don't know where he gets his sarcasm from, but I'll ignore that comment. Rhiannon, 510. Rhiannon, don't listen to him, and don't laugh at him, because it's not funny. So, 246, 467, 510. So, have you guys not got any friends? Come on. 170. How many friends have you guys got? I'm still waiting to hear. That's more like it, Bill. How many have you got, Kayla? Come on. We want to see how many people we can actually get shared to if we all share tonight. Don't all go quiet on me just because I ask you a question. Oh, did you? 467. Do you want Kayla? I did. Sorry. I apologize. We'll just let you send them twice. Lorna, 355. So, anybody done any calculations? Because it's gone off my chat now. Let me just have a look. I don't know if I dare tell you how many I've got, because you'll just shout. Where are we? 2,123 friends I've got on my Ask Sue page. But Deb 8, I did have 568. Right, okay. I'm not quite sure where Ems has got 2,372 friends from, but anyway, her thoughts were there, weren't they? By the time she's got it on her group, that'll be fine, won't it? So, did anybody do a quick calculator of how many friends that is? Anybody? No, I didn't add up. But let's just say, anyway, I'm sure somebody will add it up for me in a minute, but let's just say how many people we could actually get on the Ask Sue show and onto the groups if we just shared it to all of our friends. Now, I'll admit that Facebook have made it very difficult to share these things at the moment, because you click on the name and it goes to their profile, and then you have to go back to the group to click the next person. So maybe we could just share our, change our statuses now and again. Hazel, I ain't got a lot of friends on Facebook. Ain't been here that long, and they keep deleting me already because of Save Animal posts. Says a lot about them more than about me. I've only been here 3 months. Got to get on it, eh? Do you know what, though, Hazel? That's, do you know what? You're absolutely right. Can I just say that at the end of the day, a lot of these people look at pictures of Patrick and John, and they say, oh, how can you share that? All I can say to that is, how did the human let that animal get to that state in the first place? It's just totally, totally wrong. It isn't acceptable, and why shouldn't we share it? It's just totally, totally wrong. You know, and at the end of the day, yes, I've got 2,000 people on my friends thing, but I don't care what I share. I'll share it on my profile every single day if it means be. But I've also got psychics and all sorts on my thing, and it's just been amazing. I mean, the inbox messages I've had about my children and people so proud of what they've done and how things have come together, it has been absolutely fantastic. So please, I need everybody to go to I Love All of My Animals. That's by Emma. And at the moment, she's only got 210 members. So come on, we need to be sharing that group. So for 5 minutes, can we share I Love All of My Animals? I'll share you the link. Just share this onto your status just for 5 minutes while we're doing the show. Let me just see. I'll tell you what, Hazel, you can add me, love. That's not a problem. And Debs, I'm sure Deb will be your friend. If anybody wants to share their Facebook to add us good animal people together, that's by all means fine. Or, you know, just say, people add me as a friend on the Ask Sue Show, whatever. You know, you're more than welcome. Right, so if everybody can please join facebook.com/groups/2888429789 3752, and that's I Love All of My Animals, and that's by Emma. So please, everybody, go and join up there for a start. I need to see those numbers going up, because otherwise I'm going to get very told off. Well done, Kayla. Thank you very much, my darling. So that's be another member to Emma when she presses F5 to see them on there. Right, then. So let's see if we can get some more people to I Love All of My Animals. So, but, you know, I'm looking at that. Thanks very much, Kayla. I'm just looking at that and seeing all of the different pictures that Emma's got on there, and some of you have put some beautiful pictures on. Let's very quickly do a quick hello to people have shared on there. Emma. Tammy Hernandez, cross poster. She has shared some pictures as well. We've got Nicole Scott. This is one of my Puri babies, Galan. He is 10 years young. Oh, and he's beautiful, black and white cat. Nicole's, but thank you for the ad. I'm very honoured to be here. Camille Fion, I think I've said that right. Baby Bella, and he's on the internet by the looks of it. Bless him, beautiful picture. Floyd Keith Miller, grandkids showing, and it's the llama. And he's put a couple of pictures on there. Where else? Brilliant. I'm looking at some of the comments, and it's been fantastic, to say the least. And I've just got to say, I'll bump it to the top, so when you join the group, I want you to look at a picture that Emma did for Debs, and I know Debs is going to probably cry again for this, but there's a picture that she did for Debs, and it's a dog that Debs lost going back a bit, and she was very upset, the loss of her poor dog, JD, and she did a picture for Debs, literally on her own, no help, no hindrance, as they say, and literally shared it onto a group. So well done, Emma, that's a beautiful picture. And a lovely thought too, so well done, Emma, for that. Right, so has everybody shared that group all over everywhere? Rhiannon's made about 5,347 people. Good grief. So the Asu Show, Emma's group, and Jamie's, and obviously Sean Casey's, could all obviously go up very, very quickly. Also, I need to tell you about tomorrow night's show. I need you to be sharing this show tonight. Get everybody to join. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic show. And to be fair, I am going to be very busy tomorrow night, answering phones and everything to Howard and everybody. So I need everybody to share this. We need to get the numbers in tomorrow. So let me just put that in for you. I need everybody, absolute everybody, to share to those 5,000 plus people. So, yes, I've just repeated it about 60,000 times. There you go. It's just joined up all together. Oh, what a problem, to say the least. Right, there you go. Share the link everywhere. That's to tomorrow night show. That's with Howard. That's with... Yeah, I'm not sure John will be able to come on the show, Debs, but I'm sure he'll be here in spirit. We've got Sean hopefully calling in. We've got the doctor that's looking after John. We've hopefully got Sophie calling in at some point. But, you know, absolutely fantastic. Please, please keep sharing the show and sharing, obviously, tomorrow night's show, because it's going to be absolutely fantastic. I would like to say a big hello to Howard. He was just put in the Asu Show, Emma Rocks. I tell you what, he is absolutely fantastic. So well done to Howard. Hope it's not too busy at work, Wolf. I know he's at work tonight, so a big hello. Now, I know Jamie wanted to obviously share God Save John the Dog. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share the link for that. And then what So again, God help John the dog. I want everybody to share this link now. And also, I'm going to put a song on. And I want anybody that wants to call into the show to say about any of the dogs you want to mention or anything you want to bring to our attention, by all means do so. Just keep sharing this link as well, so we can make this more known. Right. Kayla, I would like to ask for some thoughts and prayers for one of my little cats. He's sick right now. He's acting like two of my cats that passed away a couple of weeks ago, and his name is Vinny. So while we have the next song, I want everybody to send thoughts for Kayla and for poor little Vinny, and hopefully he'll be better very, very soon. And please, please keep sharing the links that we're putting up on the wall, and obviously tell everybody about tomorrow night's Ask Sue show. So we're going to go to a little bit of a song, and this is for, obviously, John, Patrick, Memphis, and all of the other dogs, and obviously to Vinny and to Kayla, and hopefully they'll all be better. And obviously Patrick's fine, Memphis is fine, but at the end of the day, more healing sent to them. So please share the links. I'll be back very, very soon.
I sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Whether I'm right or wrong, and down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know I'll always be blessed with love. And as the feeling grows, she breathes flash to my bones. Oh, when love is there,
save me. I'm loving angels instead.
Hi, and welcome back to the Ask Sue Show. Please have a look at the couple of links that I've put on. And that, of course, was for Vinny and for Kayla. Massive hugs, and hope that they are better really, really soon. So give them a big hug from us. I want everybody to go and have a look at the Patrick Miracle. It's a link that I've just put onto the page. And this obviously is something that's very close to Howard's heart as well as my own. But Howard has literally put a lot of effort into this, and this is for events that he's done and all sorts. And Patrick was literally just what John was all about, is like how John is now. That's exactly how Patrick was. And it's absolutely amazing to see how different. And the Patrick Miracle is, it says, the depths to which human depravity can sink, as illustrated by this story, and gut-wrenching pictures can shock even those of us who have seen the worst. The misery and pain and callous inflicted by humans is more than can be understood by most people. It is accepted that many people do not like animals or dogs or pit bulls in particular. However, the heartless manner in which a dying animal is tossed away like garbage is not only reprehensible, but the increase that we have seen indicates a downward spiral of compassion, moral fiber, and ethics. The 22-story apartment building is equipped with a garbage chute on each floor for tenants. Someone had no more use for this dog. They had starved it to near death, put it in a garbage bag, and threw it down the garbage chute. A maintenance worker cleans out the bin every few days, and on Wednesday, March 16th, they were cleaning out the contents of the container to go directly onto a trash compactor. The bag moved a little, and the worker opened it to find a moribund, I don't know how you say that, dog inside, pathetically thin, cold, and near death. The City of Newark Animal Control was contacted, and the ACO, Arthur Skinner, picked up the dog and brought him directly to the society. The veterinary staff immediately put him on an intravenous fluid. His temperature was so low that it did not even register on the thermometer. He was covered with heating pads and blankets. Society vet tech Gina DeSalvo held the pit bull in her arms. She soothed him and gave him warmth, comfort, and bits of food. From that moment on, he looked up with gratitude in his eyes to all the staff. After a brief time at the Society's Newark facility, he was ambulanced to Garden State Veterinary Specialist in Tinton Falls, a referral hospital with 24-hour emergency care. If he died during the night, we feel he would know that everyone loved and cared about him and treated him gently and lovingly. He amazed everyone at the Society and at Garden State by surviving with the 24-hour emergency care that they rendered. He was given a blood transfusion, a bath, and even a walk. In honour of the first day of his rebirth, we call him Patrick, in honour of St. Patrick's Day, and we hope he has the luck of the Irish. And I don't know about anybody else, but I've got goosebumps all down me. And I've just got to say, the page owners are Cody and John W. Rosa, who I'm sure John is the one that we've had on the show. And I just want to say thank you to them, because that is an absolutely fantastic page. 154,000 likes. That is absolutely fantastic, but still not enough. Let's keep sharing that one as well, because it's a fantastic, fantastic story that we need to share. And obviously, there is loads of shelters out there that need our help, because these people making the difference also need us to make the difference, to share the posts, to share the links, and also to take food or anything that we can to go and help them, whether it's a small donation of a dollar or a pound, or literally, as I say, just sharing the links. Absolutely fantastic. I just want to say thank you very much to everybody who's in the chat tonight. It's absolutely fantastic. And I want to say it's just amazing what we are achieving on the Ask Sue Show, the messages, and there is a lot going on behind the scenes. and we're hoping to have even more happening shortly. Obviously, as soon as I get the updates, I will let you know. But I want to say thank you to Debs, who's been obviously working behind the scenes with me, checking things out for me and everything. And we've got a few things coming up, and we'll be sharing those shortly. Obviously, it is going to be the children's bedtime soon. So I just want to say thank you very much to both of them for an absolute fantastic. But to be fair, by the looks of it, it doesn't look like they'll be moving very far very soon, because they, Emma is on that chat and doesn't want to move anywhere. oh dear, to say the least. Anyway, has anybody got any stories about any dogs that they rescued? Any rescue centres that you would like me to mention? You know, maybe there's one in particular that's done a good job at the moment. Obviously, all of them do, but is there one that you've rescued a dog from recently, or that you want to just give a mention? By all means, let us know. Anybody else want to share anything with me? Obviously, the show tonight was literally to share what the kids have done and to make people realise that we need to make a difference. This is what it's all about now, is literally sharing links and everything else. So, you know, please share the links and let us know what's happening in the world. If it's got anything you'd like to share with us, you can by all means email asksueshow@gmail.com. That's asksueshow@gmail.com. Right, I want to also share an event that Patrick and myself have been doing, and it's called Go Green for All Senior Animals. Now, this one, Howard started up, and he asked me would I like to join with him, and it has been absolutely fantastic. But again, not enough members. We need to obviously get a few more in, so let me share this one out to you. Please go and join. Okay, ultimately it's not sharing for me now either. So there you go. If you go and join up with that one, that's for senior animals. These are the ones that obviously may be 8, 9, 10 or older, that may be literally in the back of the shelter, that can, you know, that doesn't want to be bothered. And let's face it, they're the ones that want to be sitting by the side of the fire and don't want to bother anybody, just want to be warm, comfortable bed, and obviously to be fed, watered and looked after. So, you know, go and have a look. Maybe you could go to your local rescue centre and go and have a look. Deborah says, Rugby Paw Prints near me is a rescue centre. In June, 114 staffs or staffies were picked up. That's ridiculous, isn't it? Absolutely ridiculous. Many Tears Rescue from Swansea. Kayla, I found a dog at the gas station and took her in for the night. She did find a new home the next day, though. She was so sweet. Fantastic. Kayla, I've rescued 5 of my current cats. Yeah, that's a bit like here. We've rescued quite a few. I'm just trying to keep an update on the different links. We've got different things going on. People are inboxing me things to say. So let me just have a look now. There was one that I saw, and I've lost the link at the moment, about 2 dogs that have actually been taken in due to the fact of something really daft, and they've been taken in, called Champ and Chump or something. I will try and find them. A dumped senior Yorkie, 10 years old, Newcastle pup. This little girl was dumped by her owners. Absolutely ludicrous, isn't it, to say the least. Please help Midnight, 16-year-old, and his owner died, Brooklyn Centre. All these different dogs that need rehoming, you know, not just dogs, cats as well, to be honest. Rhiannon, if you want to send me an email, asksueshow@gmail.com, that's fine. I'll by all means look at that either tonight or tomorrow. I need to just mention, thank you very much to everybody who sent me the healing thoughts over me falling down the stairs, just to give you all a bit of a giggle. I've had a dog bite. I had the fall down the stairs. And today I was walking across the lawn, stood in a bit of a hole, was holding on to Jana's hand and fell into a rock. Yes, twisted my ankle. So I've got the pain of my ankle. I've got a pain in my bottom because it was literally the coccyx and all that. So to say the least, mad. So thanks, Kayla, for listening in. I shall see you tomorrow. So, yeah, it's been absolutely mad, to say the least. If it's not one thing, it's something else. You know, it's one of them at the moment. So, so thank you very much for all the messages and everything. So, you what, Jan, you're absolutely right. It must be trolls. Was it something about trolls in the garden? Yeah, something like that. So, has everybody joined the Go Green for all the senior animals? That's run by Howard. And myself, now I think there's another admin, actually. Let me go and just mention the other admins as well. Let me just have a look. And Shez Bear. So well done to them for that. That's absolutely fantastic. And it's just devoted to sharing stories about senior posts, senior pets and cross-posting everywhere. So absolutely fantastic. Let's do a quick hello as well. I've got a few special mentions to do to Bill, to Debs, to MZ, to Jan, to Kayla, and to Rhiannon. And thank you, Rhiannon. You've already emailed me. That's fine. I shall have a read of that. And also, I want to say a bit of an hello to my youngest, Janet, who's been away for 4 weeks. And hopefully she's enjoying the show too. Are you, Janet? She's a bit bored, she said, because she can't get on the chat. Bless her. Hello to Jana. So has anybody got any other links they would like me to share? I need to definitely be getting some more painkillers into my back shortly. If anybody wants to call in, 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694. If anybody wants to give us a call in, you can call in from the UK as well, 001-347-327-9694. So by all means, if there's any other links you'd like to share, give me a shout, and I'll by all means share them on the Ask Sue Show page as well. I'm trying to think what else I've got to share with you. I've got, obviously, tomorrow night's show is going to be with Howard. I'm just trying to see if I can get onto my inbox because I've got a few messages that I wanted to read out, but at the moment it doesn't want to be going on. So let me just see if I can get some updates for you of what's going on at the moment. Let me have a look. We've got a Missing Pets USA's group as well, which you can go and have a look at. That's Missing Pets USA's. What else have we got? We've got Find Minnie, the black and tan sausage dog, Basildon, Essex. You can have a look at that. Let me just see if I've got... I'm just looking. There's a picture of John. I'm just seeing if there's anything else. I'm just seeing if there's any of the links that I need to share with you, because there was a few, but unfortunately I can't get to look onto my email at the moment. So let's have a quick look. Yes, NYC Teens for Animals. The endless cycle of cruelty must be stopped. We're the next generation. We can make it happen. We want to promote adoptions and give positive tips on how kids can make a difference. Although this page is focused on NYC, we encourage people to join from all over the world. And there's 2,463 likes. So well done to Sophie. Hopefully we can get you a few more numbers. Want to say a big hello to Lena Diana, who at the moment is struggling in New York. I think it's a New York area, and she literally is trying to help herself by the fact that she's obviously been made homeless. with her grandchildren, please go on to the Ask Sue show. The link is on there to read her story. Anybody who can help her in any way, please do so. Or give me an email and I will send you the link, asksueshow@gmail.com. That's asksueshow@gmail.com. I'm trying to catch up with any more links. If there's any other links that I've forgotten, by all means, share them with us. And obviously we can forward them on as well. Right, let me just see if there's anything else. Anybody else got any more emails or anything they would like to share with me? You can inbox me on Facebook, Ask Sue Davis as well, and you can inbox me there with anything you'd like to update me on. Let me just look. Well, I'm just going to see if I can sort out my Blog Talk Radio because it seems to have gone wrong at the moment. So let me just see if I can put a song on, and I will be back with you very soon. Any problems, any emails, by all means, asksueshow@gmail.com. That's asksueshow@gmail.com. And we shall have a bit of Shakespeare's Sister.
I'll go anywhere with you.
Hi, and welcome back to the Ask Sue Show. Hope everybody's all okay. Just want to say hello to London McMorran. Hope you're all okay. Obviously, I'm apparently got a few problems with the chat at the moment. There's some people can't sign in. If anybody's got a problem, please give me a shout. You can go onto my Facebook and inbox me. I will keep looking on there. So if you have got a problem, by all means, give me a shout, and I will see what I can sort out for you. I thought we were a bit low in our chat tonight, so hopefully everybody's all okay. By all means, send me an inbox and let me know, and I will see if I can have a board with Blog Talk Radio about that. If anybody wants to call in on 347-327-9694, or you can call in from the UK on 001-347-327-9694. Jan's just put a comment on to the chat. My 20-year-old daughter has her own pit bull rescue here in Michigan. They always need donations, and the website is www.rescuemepibbles.com. That's rescue M-E pibbles P-I-B-B-L-E-S dot weebly dot com. That's W-E-E-B-L-Y.com. So just to repeat that, www.rescue, that's R-E-S-C-U-E, me, M-E, Pibbles, P-I-B-B-L-E-S, dot Weebly, that's W-E-E-B-L-Y dot com, or Rescue Me Pitbull Rescue and Rehabilitation here on Facebook. So thank you for that, Jan. If any time your daughter wants to come on to the show, tell her to give me an email, asksueshow@gmail.com. Maybe we can do a bit of promoting for her too. So if anybody's got any stories about their dogs, maybe you've rescued your dog and you'd like to share this story with us, by all means give us a call, 347-327-9694. My pleasure, John, not a problem. If there's any other ones that you'd like to share with us, by all means give us a shout. Let us know what's going on around you at the moment. I'm still can't get hold of London, the name London at the moment. If anybody would like to give us a shout, that's fine. And a quick hello to Ian Mottram, who's listening just up the road from me in Shropshire. So hope you're okay. A big hello to Howard Epstein, who I know is listening in between working. So hope you're okay, Howard. And also to Sophie Pottercat, who is the young girl, 13, who is helping at the rescue where John is. And she's given us updates on how John is doing. So thank you very much to them too. Now, we'll go and have a look at God Help John the Dog. And we're up to 1,157 members. And I'm just absolutely chuffed on how good this group has gone. And let's face it, it's gone absolutely fantastic. And we've got I Love All My Animals, and Emma's chuffed a bit with how much of a good response she's had. She's got 215 members now on one waiting to join. And she put, I am very happy that you like my pick, and if you aren't an edit of your pet, then ask me or like or comment or inbox me. So bless her. She's also doing little pictures for everybody as well. I tell you what, absolutely fantastic girl. So if you'd like to have a picture of your, an edit done of your pet, maybe Emma could do that for you. So you can go to I Love All of My Animals. I'll send you the link onto the group, and then you can join up and then just send Emma a little message, and then she will do that as soon as she can. This girl has got a heart of gold, so thank you very much for that. Thank you very much to Jan, who says, I've shared all the links for the kids. Thank you very much for that. That's brilliant. Now, is there any others? I have got to say a big hello to Gary, who the other night I gave a reading to. Himself and his partner, Danielle, have become one of my top fans, bless them. And they're just up the road in Shropshire as well, so I'm getting a few Shropshire folk listening now. Also, if anybody's listening from Shropshire and you've got a problem with your car, Gary is the one to ring. just go to Gary Mechanic on Facebook, and hopefully he's going to sort me out with a nice new car soon as I've got rid of my old one. So, Gary, a nice one, please, because you never know, we might be able to get our Sue stickers on it and, you know, a bit of promotion on there. So we need a nice little car that'll do some good for us, please. Thank you. So thank you very much to Gary, because he's helping me in the background. Obviously, our Sue can't be shut up in a house. Need to get out and about, so hope Gary's okay. And good to see you back on here, Gary, because I know you've been poorly, so hope the healing to you has helped as well. So and please keep sharing the shows, everybody. We need your help. Oh, and Gary, I know you've only just come on the show. It's Danielle. Hi, Danielle. Hope you're okay, love. By all means, listen to the show tomorrow night as well, because we've got Howard, we've got Sean from The Rescue, and we're going to be doing updates about Memphis. We're going to have Jeff on the show. We're going to be talking about John. Obviously, a little mention about Patrick. So, absolutely fantastic. Danielle, we'll talk about that after the show. If you give me an inbox to remind me, well, I'm sure we'll sort out that. Tomorrow night, obviously, we've got the Memphis, John and Patrick and everything show, to say the least. And also then on Wednesday night, we've got readings on the show. Maybe it might be me, but if we've got another medium that wants to come on, they can come and join me too, so we can do some readings. Then Thursday and Friday is still being arranged at the moment. But if there's anybody you know that you'd like us to do a show about, by all means, give me an email, asksueshow@gmail.com. That's asksueshow@gmail.com. So, quick shout out. We're going to say hello to Bill, Debs, Emsy, Gary, Hazel, Jan, Kayla, and Rhiannon. I'm sure Kayla said she was going. She must be still here somewhere. So hope everybody's all okay. Danielle, can you tell me if Gary's actually okay as well? I hope he's getting better soon and feeling loads better now. We've got 216 members, I think, now on I Love All of My Animals. That's up Emma's group, so 216. So go and have a look at that. And also come and join up to Howard Epstein. He's on Facebook. He does all the events, the green and blues, and gives me inspiration when I need it. So thank you very much to all of those. Let me just have a look if there's any more updates I need to share. I want to do a quick hello to a few people that joined up to the ASU show, joined by the young campaigners, Jamie and Emma. Obviously, I did a public event. Thank you very much to everybody that's come in listening. It's been absolutely fantastic. I know the kids are chuffed a bit, and I've got messages on inbox at the moment for everything, the kids have done, so that's great. Apparently, Gary is fine, Sue. He's got hospital tomorrow with the eye doctor, so we'll send you healing, Gary, for that. Hope everything goes okay, and you sort them eyes out and the headaches out as well. Debs has put you go, MZ. She's been absolutely fantastic. What a star she is. She's done very well on the chat and everything, and I know she's just updating her group and everything else, and obviously it's a big responsibility to them, so well done to both of them. Let me just say a few hellos. I'm just trying to think. There was a couple of things I wanted to mention, and for some reason, things aren't working right at all at the moment. So let me just have a look. I can't work out where it was. There was a few links that I wanted to share tonight, and at the moment, they've all disappeared and I can't find them, so which is a pain to say the least. So if there's any other links anybody would like to share with us, by all means, come and give us a shout. Let me just have a look. I just want to say, obviously, there is this thing. I have obviously left WCC, and I'm not going to even go into that. But I do want to say a big hello to Sinister, who obviously people will be popping from here to go and listen to how he's doing, which is fine. Respect your thoughts and everything. Me and Sinister get on well, and hope that his radio show is doing very well, and hope that he's okay, and mega respect him. He's working very hard, so hope he's okay. Hazel, I don't think you're a traitor at all. I don't think anybody's a traitor who's listening to Sinister's show. At the end of the day, that's your choice. He does a lot of work too, but I'm not totally with WCC anymore, and I hope everybody's enjoying the show. I could do with some phone calls in, so if anybody wants to give us a call in, 347-327-9694. You know, at the end of the day, I've heard quite a few issues with various things that has been said about me, but at the end of the day, it's like a friend said to me just a few days ago, you must be up pretty high for them to try and knock you down. So that's fine by me. Anyway, let's move swiftly on. So I hope Sinister is doing all okay, though. And obviously, please share his songs, because at the end of the day, he is getting the word out, and he is also rescuing dogs. And also a big hello to Jason, his brother, who's obviously got the rescue centre as well. Let me find the link for Jason, because he's just an absolutely fantastic guy. I don't know if I can actually find it now for Lorne. Let me just, nope, hold on. Here we go. Let me just do a quick share for him. And this is Friends to the Forlorn Pitbull Rescue. There is no hard feelings between myself and Sinister at all. So I will, by all means, share his brother's group. He does an absolutely fantastic. So well done to him. Now, let's move swiftly on. We would ring in, but we must bore you, laughing at. Gary, I tell you what, you can ring in on Wednesday, love, okay, when we do the psychic night, okay? Not a problem. So anybody else who wants to ring in, share any links with regards to any dogs or anything, by all means give us a call, 347-327-9694. Or if you've got any comments about Emma's group or Jamie's group or any of the dogs that you've seen, maybe there's a dog in particular that touched your heart, by all means, give us a call in, 347-327-9694. Obviously, we rescued Miracle, who was 14 weeks old, who never even weighed 4 kilos in weight at the time. And it's just horrendous. She was literally a bag of bones. And now she is sprawled out on my sofa by the side of me, looking very spoilt, to say the least. By all means, Danielle, you can inbox me. That's not a problem, love. Hazel, you can call in if you type into Google, or anybody comes to that. I'll tell you what, let me have a quick look. If you type into the Google bar, cheap calls to America from UK. Let me just find it for you. Right, you can call, hold a minute, not that one, because it's not a link anymore. Right, anybody wants to call in from the UK, you call 0844-862-5024. This is unless you get free international calls, obviously. If you don't, then call this number, 0844-862-5024. You wait for the prompt and enter the full destination number, including the international dialing code for America. So it'll be 001-347-327-9694. And then that will dial you in, and that will literally be at 1 pence a minute. Okay? So you call 0844-862-5024, and that's for 1 pence a minute. You wait for the prompt, and then you call 01347 327 9694. And that's if you're calling from the UK. And that will give you cheaper. If you're calling in from the US, obviously just call 347 327 9694. So hope that's helped some of you out to call in tonight. Obviously, to keep the show going, I cannot keep babbling all to myself all night, and we've got 25 minutes to go. So what we'll do is we will have a bit of Enya while it gives you a chance for you guys to call in or ask me to help you just call in off the chat. So a little bit of Enya. I've apparently just got to say the number again. It's 0844 862 5024 for one pence a minute, and then you wait for the prompt, and then you type in 001 347 327 9694. Hope that's okay. Back to you shortly. And welcome back to the Ask Sue Show. Hope everybody is all okay. And it's quite funny the fact that people think I'm a bit crazy because I'm mentioning Sinister Show on my own. That is because I'm whole heart and this show is about the dogs. It's not about an ego trip. So to those that have messaged me saying, you know, well done, at the end of the day, it doesn't need to be that way. At the end of the day, we all need to promote each other because this is for the dogs. It's for dogs like John, Memphis, and everything else, you know, all of the other dogs, all of the senior ones, all of the puppies, all of the kittens, That's what it's all about. And that's why I keep asking you to keep sharing the show. We need to make a difference. So please, everybody, by all means, join in. Give us a call, 347-327-9694. I need your help to share the show. And obviously, by all means, give us a call in and let me know your thoughts. Right, let me have a look. I wanted to tell you about another public event, you know, the ones that you're not actually going, but you join up. And it's in honour of Star the Pup, shot in the streets of New York, a Labor Day weekend to remember. And this is by Tammy. And it's she's put, because there are so many wonderful people that would love to adopt Star the puppy, shot in New York. Hold on a minute, sorry, I just lost it. Shot in New York City streets. I would like to post a challenge. Here is the challenge. Adopt a pit bull, mix, or any dog for that matter, or kitten. They all need homes. And name it Star in honour of her. Please post before and after pics. I will be posting listings of pit bulls and other Furbies, canine feline, that need homes. We can make a difference. We can bring change. Also, Sasha Sabbath said, if you can't adopt, go and do something at your local shelter and tell them Star sent you. Thanks and bless you. Now, this is, I shall send you the link for this, an absolute fantastic group, literally sharing more and more. Let me just share that with you. Absolute fantastic event. Please go and join. Share the pictures that she's put on there. Absolutely fantastic. Rhiannon, we fostered a rescue from Many Tears Rescue for a while, a few years ago, while had one eye opened on so could see again because she had cataracts in both eyes. She was a basset called Ruby. I fell in love with her so much. What's that? That I wanted to keep her, but couldn't because she was too much what with the dog slobber, but a lovely family from Surrey adopted her as they already had a basset and was lonely. Oh, bless, that's lovely. And this is what it's all about, sharing the links, helping dogs all over. At the end of the day, I've been looking as also on Pre-Loved, Gumtree and all of that. I tell you what, it amazes me how many people put still, even now, put about free dogs free to go home. It's just disgusting, to say the least. And, you know, just totally, totally wrong. Absolutely ridiculous, to say the least. So, you know, by all means, people, please share. In honour of a star, the pup shot in the streets of New York, a Labor Day weekend to remember. I have put the link. Let me share it to you again. And I will try and share all these links onto the Ask Sue Show page, obviously, after the chat. But it is very difficult to try and keep up with what exactly I put. It was horrible about Star. You're absolutely right. Just totally wrong. There's so many different ones. I mean, I read the one about the dog that being shot in the mouth and all sorts. And you see the picture of John and all of them. Totally, totally wrong and totally disgusting. I just don't know how people can live with themselves with that. So please, everybody join up to an absolute brilliant event and by all means share it everywhere. We need to be making a difference for this. Let me just see. Emma has put on the Ask Sue show wall, hey, thanks for all the comments you put. Love you all and the lovely members on the show. So thank you very much for that. Thanks, Emma, for putting that on the wall. That was lovely. Thank you very much. Hope you've all enjoyed the show. I'm going to be going off soon for a few, to say the least, painkillers. And obviously, I need a bit of time out. What with a bad ankle, bad back, and everything else, I think I need to be taken to the vets myself. But I'm not sure a rescue would take me in at the moment, to say the least. So we're all fun and games with that at the moment. Obviously, we need to send some healing to John tonight. And we need to keep showing his pictures and everything. And a very quick hello to Jeff Coltonback as well. who will hopefully will be coming onto the show. An absolute and amazing guy who obviously is trying to get Memphis. We need to get him out of there. An absolute fantastic group who obviously is getting the message out there, but it's never going to be enough. We need to keep sharing these links, even if it's once every hour, even if it's once every day. Share that link. We've got to make a difference at some point. And I just want to tell everybody, please, please keep sharing these links because it's going to make a difference. So a big hello to Jeff and Diane. I hope you're both okay, and I'm hoping that Memphis is okay and will be home really, really soon. It's gone on for far, far too long. So has everybody shared the show for tomorrow night? Obviously, we've got quite a few out, to say the least. We've got to get this show shared everywhere. 9 o'clock tomorrow night. So please be here tomorrow night, Gary, if you don't mind. And if you give me an update, Gary, on what you do, then I'll by all means share that as well, give you a proper mention, if you find me a good car, that is. so subtle. We've got such a small little budget to go, my team. Anyway, moving swiftly on. Sometimes you have to watch some people on Pre-Loved. I brought a Bengal kittle off there, had to go to Liverpool area for her, was told she was 12 weeks, only to find out she was 4 weeks old. She should never have been took off her mum at that age. Oh, do you know what? It's absolutely sickening, to say the least. Oh, hold on a minute. I've got a funny feeling, and I don't need to be psychic, but I think we've got Hazel on the line. Hi, Hazel. How are you doing, love?
Hi, Evan.
How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, if I hadn't put it on Blog Talk, you wouldn't know that I was here, hey?
I know. I was so busy babbling away, and I do keep checking on the links all the right to time to see if you were there.
10 minutes.
How are you doing anyway? You okay?
Well, do you know what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm all right, hon. Well,
good.
I don't know what I can say, because I put on Blog Talk that I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry that I tuned into the other station tonight. But I didn't know that it was on and Sim was on, and, you know, you go, well, Sim's on, you've got to tune in.
And do you know
I really, really felt like a traitor. And I was listening to you guys for like 40 minutes, and I was like, no, Sim's on, tune into the station. And do you know what? Within 10 minutes, I was back to you guys. What can I say?
Thank you very much, Hazel. Listen, at the end of the day, I have been slandered and all sorts by various different ones, but at the end of the day, I think a lot of Sinister. At the end of the day, he's been slated too, because obviously his language is sometimes something else.
Oh, well, do you know what? I don't condone bad language.
No.
Really don't. But
me,
no,
me neither.
With Finn, you kind of get it, and his aim and his goals, you kind of, it kind of gives you that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know how to explain it, but I don't condone bad language, but, you know, I really kind of like Finn. And I don't know what happened between you guys. It's a bit of a shame. It's a real shame. I don't know. You know what? Do I want to know? I'm not sure.
No. Do you know what? At the end of the day, you know, I have heard different things on the grapevine that I'm being slated for this, that, and the other. Do you know what? I'm not bothered, because I have done my best. I have got 4 children. I've got a family to think of, you know, and I've done various different things. I know that I've helped loads of people, and I'll always be here to help people. And at the end of the day, I wish Sinister all the best. And at the end of the day, as far as the rest, they are quite happy to get on with it themselves. I have done my best for as many as I can, and I have got slated for the ones I've tried to help too. They did try to help me.
That's kind of sad,
but
really, to be honest, because you're all kind of fighting for the same goal.
This is exactly right. Exactly right. I totally agree.
I don't know what you fall out about, but you're all fighting for the same goal. I've only been off on SE for like 3 months, and I know my differences in life with people. And all I can see between you guys is, like, you're all fighting for the same goal, but you all fight, you know, you've all fallen out over a kind of silly difference.
The thing is, they were looking for me to do more than I could possibly do, and I had stated this on quite a few occasions, that it was more than I could actually do, right? But at the end of the day, Hazel, I don't see anybody as a traitor. Everybody has got their... If they want to go to a different radio to listen, that's fine. It may be that one day they have a better show because they've got somebody else on, and vice versa. I am not going to fall out with anybody if they say we went and listened to Sinister Show. That is fine by me. I'm not that sort of person. I'm not here to fall out with people. I have been slandered because I've had my kids do their own groups. Again, I'm not bothered about people's thoughts on that. At the end of the day, they are going to be the next generation, and that generation, we need to be changing to get their thoughts different. When I hear, for instance, an eight-year-old has put a cat in a microwave, then I think to myself, no, my kids need to see the pictures of i.e. like John and everybody, you know, and all these other dogs that have been ill-treated. They need to be shown reality that this is what happens. And my kids were absolutely mortified. Absolutely mortified that anybody could do that to an animal. I mean, my dogs and cats and everything, they're fed just as well as what we are. Do you know what I mean? And there's no way we could do such a thing.
No.
You know? And anybody wants to have a go, the kids' groups have got admins on and everything. They don't go on there without us. We're checking every time, and we've said to him, as soon as anybody steps out of line, if anything seems wrong, they tell us. End of.
Oh, I'm with you all the way, hun. Believe me, I am.
You know, I don't see you as a traitor at all.
No,
totally,
I'm not.
Not at all.
You know what, Sue, I've got to tell you, I don't have kids.
Yeah.
My unfortunate experience, but I don't have kids. I've got three cats. I can't have dogs where I live. Yeah, if I had dogs, just next, how many would I have? I've got three cats. I've got three house cats. I've got two outdoor cats, as I call them. They are my life, yeah. But I don't know what can I say.
Yeah.
I understand animals. I proper understand animals. I've tried to tune into the other station, and it's kind of an aggressive kind of station.
Yeah.
I kind of love Finn. I really love Finn, but I kind of understand what you're saying with getting kids on board completely.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's going to be the next generation, and, you know, my kids have literally got massive hearts, and they wanted to do their bit, and I am never going to stop my kids from doing things like that. Do you know what I mean?
Fair play.
You know,
fair.
We have had so many messages, and Emma has had messages, Jamie's had messages on the group, just saying how fantastic we've done, and at the end of the day, I think I've had one or two messages of people saying, oh, you shouldn't, and whatever.
Oh.
And these are people that I don't really see doing anything, but they've got the nerve to come and slate me because my kids are like they are. Whatever. That's all I can say to it.
No way. Absolute fair play.
You know what I mean?
I wish with all my heart that if I'd have been introduced to wildlife... Okay, it's kind of different what we're talking about, dogs and cats and stuff. If I'd have been introduced to wildlife as I was a kid, yeah, then I would have ended up completely different.
Yeah. Well, see, I actually we live near the mere at Ellesmere, and I actually take my kids to the mere, and Emma will quite happily go and stroke the geese and everything else, and I actually see other kids running away screaming because they're frightened. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never hidden them away from anything. They'll pick up anything if someone's injured.
play to you. Absolute fair play to you.
You know, I just don't want them to be frightened of animals. It's you know, kids are told, I mean, Emma's the sort that will go up to any dog and stroke them, and she's had to be told, you've got to ask the owner first, because let's face it, there is dogs out there that aren't nasty, but it may be a hot day, or it could be that it's not very well today, or whatever. So I always say to her, always speak to the owners first, make sure that they're okay about you stroking them. Do you know what I mean? But Emma is absolutely... I mean, she'll try and rescue anything she can, do you know what I mean? And Jamie's the same. I mean, when he saw the picture of John, he just literally went on there and started a group on his own, no telling from me or anything. He just went on and he said, Mum, I've started a group. And I just thought to myself, oh, look out, PlayStations are us or something, do you know what I mean? And when I saw the group, I was so touched and I thought, he did that all by himself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just amazing. So whereabouts are you from then, Hazel?
I'm in Warwickshire.
All right, so you're in the UK then?
Yeah, I'm in the UK.
Right.
I don't know what I can say. I'm embarrassed to say that I was brought up as a kid to big size. Did you hear that? Big size. that... My family was an animal-loving family. They didn't do anything nasty or horrid, but we just didn't have animals. We had a cat and we had kittens and... Oh, I don't even know what my dad wanted to them, but...
Yeah. But this is the thing, you know, people just... A lot of animals are misunderstood because, let's face it... Sorry, animals can be
as an animal-loving family, and it's only in recent years that I've learned that there's birds out there, and I've learned to love the birds. I'm going to sound like a right to it now, but I've learned to love the birds. I've learned to love different species of them. I've learned to love. I don't know on my own. I'm sounding like a right to it now.
No, not at all. Don't be daft. It's like I've, like the kids, I show them what birds there are outside. I mean, we're really lucky. We live in the middle of nowhere, really. And we've got woodpeckers and we've got greenfinches and nuthatches and all sorts that come to the bird feeders. You know, squirrels and all sorts. And then we get told, I mean, the kids sometimes do say, oh, we wish they lived in town. But then most of the time they're glad that they live in the country because they can go and have a walk down the field or whatever.
Absolutely.
You know, they're so lucky, really. So, anyway, we're getting very close to the end of the show, Hazel, so thank you very much for calling in to show. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I sounded like a bit of a twit, but you know what? I didn't get my point across.
No, you don't sound like a twit at all, and it is fine. Thank you very much for calling into the show.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Hazel. Bye-bye. And thank you very much to Hazel for calling into the show. So have all you guys enjoyed having the show tonight? Let's see if we get a bit of a cheer on the chat, to say the least. Very quick hello. I'm sorry, I didn't realise that we got a guest that sneaked into the room. I'd like to say hello to Bill, Debs, MZ, Hazel, Jan, Kayla, Rhiannon, Jamie, Jana, and all of my supporters of the Ask Sue show. Hope everybody has had a great show tonight. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you very much for my very, 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 very beautiful, loving, and special guests, Emma and Jamie, for doing their groups and reading out their speeches tonight. And a very big sloppy kiss, of course, to my youngest daughter, Jana, and Kimberly, who's not here tonight. And thank you very much. And thank you very much to Bill, who's been watching the chat for me as well. So thank you very much. Hope to see you all very, very soon. Listen to the show tomorrow night. It is going to be a good one, to say the least. And hopefully you'll all be here. But please share the show everywhere. This show has got to be the best yet. It's for various dogs. And, you know, we've got Memphis. We've got John. We're going to have Howard on the show as well. We're going to also have Jeff Colton back, Sean Casey, to say but a few. So please give us a call in tomorrow, 347-327-9694. And I also want you to share the show, and I will put this onto the chat now, ready for everybody to share everywhere. So thank you very much for joining us, and I shall speak to you all tomorrow night. Good luck, have a good time, and go and chill. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.